So our next speaker, let's see if I can do this with, let's see if I can do it. Oh, very good. So our next speaker is Marvin Wright. He's at the Institute of Medical Biometry and Statistics at the University of Lübeck, and he's going to tell us about a package called Ranger.
Thank you, and welcome to my talk on Ranger, a fast implementation of random forests for high-dimensional data. So I work in genetic epidemiology, and our aim was to apply random forests to genome-wide data. So genome-wide data means you have, let's say, 10,000 samples and 150,000 genetic markers. So these are the features. For classification and regression, this was possible, but really slow, and for survival, it was not possible. So our approach was to implement a new software package in R with C++ backend for speed, which is modular and open source. This is called Ranger, short for Random Forest Generator. And most of you will know what is a random forest, so I keep this very brief. You draw a bootstrap sample or a subsample of your data and grow a tree on it. And while growing, you only select randomly selected features for the splitting, the M-try value, and you stop if a pre-specified terminal node size is reached or purity. And you repeat this for a given number of trees and aggregate the results. So you have two kinds of randomness. So first on the sample level by the bootstrapping, and second on the covariate level by these M-try sampling. There are different kinds of random forests. So first, for a categorical response, you can do a classification. This is Gini index splitting, majority voting in the terminal nodes, and majority voting across the trees. Instead, you could predict a probability. Here, you could just repeat the first two steps. So do a Gini index splitting and majority voting in terminal nodes, and then do, let's say, a mean over the trees. But a slightly better approach is that you stop the growing early, and in the terminal nodes you predict a probability and then mean this probability over the trees. For regression, you split by the variance and you do a mean of the response and across the trees, so basically like in the probability forest. And for survival, you have a time to event response. So the standard approach is to use the log rank test for splitting. Newer approaches are to maximize RLC index or maximally selected rank statistics. In the terminal nodes, you estimate the survival function using Nelson-Arlen or Kaplan-Meier estimator. Or if you use the Nelson-Arlen, it's a cumulative hazard. And you mean the survival probabilities per time point across the trees. There are several R packages for random forest. We tried to get the major ones. For our comparison, we excluded Party because it's a slightly different approach of random forest. And we excluded the original Fortran implementation, because no one wants to use Fortran today. And this is the same code included in the random forest package. And Willows is not capable of running analysis for large M-try values, so we excluded that too. Our implementation Ranger is an R package using RCPP with a core algorithm written in C++ 11. There is a standalone C++ version available too, and it's optimized to be fast and memory efficient. Unique features are survival forest using the three described splitting rules, log rank, RLC index, and maximally selected rank statistics. The multi-class probability estimation, as I described, that you not only do the probability among the trees, but in the trees. Then you can handle data from genome-wide association studies directly using Genable. I will show that later. And the package is validated with the random forest package. Show that in a minute too. An example of the usage is like you would expect. You load the package and you use a formula interface and the data. And the result is a tree, random forest. The parameters are the formula, the data, you have the number of trees, say here 500, and M-try value, the number of splitting candidates per node, a terminal node size. If you want to save the forest, you have to set write forest to true, and you can compute variable importance and set if you want to draw with replacement or without, and many more parameters. For the validation, we compared the prediction error. So on the left is a scatter plot of. Okay, is it not working anymore? Okay, now it's working again, okay? So on the left is a scatter plot of the prediction error of the random forest package and the ranger package. And as you can see, they're pretty similar. And on the right is a Bland Altman plot of that for the statisticians of us. That, again, for regression looks even a little bit better. And we compared some other measures as the variable importance too, and there's all in everything only the random variation left. So you can expect to have the same results as in the random forest package. For the comparison of the runtimes, we simulated genome-wide association studies with 10,000 samples and 150,000 features, so SNPs in this case. We grew 1,000 classification trees per package, and we used 12 CPU cores except for random forest, which is not capable of running it multi-threaded, but we used an approach to grow several random forests with the random forest package and combine them back again. But we couldn't use 12 CPU cores because we had only 128 gigabytes of memory. And here are the results. For an mTRI value of 5,000, the random forest package took about 4 days, and Ranger a little bit less than 20 minutes. For an mTRI value of 135,000, random forest took about 10 days, and Ranger a little bit more than 2 hours. So, microphone again. Okay, it's working. And the memory usage was very low with Ranger, and here with the multi-core random forest approach, as I've said, we could only use this were 3 cores, because more than 3 cores, it were only two. No, three, I think, because then we were out of memory. Then we asked if it's working good for low-dimensional data too. So we grew some random forest on 100,000 samples and 100 features. Again, 1,000 trees and 12 cores. Here, for categorical features, Ranger was again fastest. And for continuous features, the package Arborist was a little bit faster. So to compare these two, we did some more comparisons. You maybe have seen them on Monday in the tutorial from Aaron Liddell. For this are continuous features. So and here for large sample sizes, Arborist is faster, and for large number of features, Ranger is faster. So it seems to be almost linear, the relationship. But for categorical features, Ranger is fastest in all cases. This were actually binary features. So if you have a lot of categories, this, naturally it changes. And then finally, a real data application is the so-called Success A study. It was a randomized control, a clinical trial on the treatment of breast cancer. Outcome was relapse-free survival, and there were 2,800 samples after pre-processing and about 300,000 SNPs and 17 covariates. The randomization is the treatment here, and age and height and weight and so on. And we first tried to analyze it with the random forest SRC. And as I said, that was our starting point. It just didn't work because of memory problems. So to do this in Ranger, we first have to read the data. It was in Plink format with the GeneAmble package. So this is really easy. And then we can directly grow a random forest on that. So again, we load the survival in the ranger package, and we just put in this gene-able data set. We don't have to convert it to a data frame. Then we grew 5,000 trees, M-tri value of 50,000, and a terminal node size of 50, log rank split rule. We use this feature that I've not described, always split variables. So there you can give the variables that should be always available for splitting. So at each node, no matter if it's selected of one of these M-tri values, the forest can always split at the randomization variable because we suspected the treatment should be important. And we computed permutation importance values. Here's a Manhattan plot of the results. So the chromosome on the horizontal axis and the log 10 importance values on the vertical axis. We see not so much. This is the same results as from the Cox regression. If there would be a region which is really important, then we should see here like a skyscraper or an antenna or something like that. But here there's just nothing in the data. Okay, to conclude, the Ranger package, the implementation is validated with the Random Forest package. It's the fastest implementation for high-dimensional data and the first to analyze survival GWARs with Random Forest. But as we've seen, it's fast for low-dimensional data too. And there's active development, so we are working on confidence intervals by the two approaches of Wager and Mensch and Hooker and p-values and that two for the importance values. We're working on unbiased split point selection, on how to directly handle missing values in random forest and interactions. So we are in particular interested in gene-gene interactions, and we have shown that with the current approaches of pairwise importance, that you are not able to detect or to reliably detect the gene-gene interactions, but they are incorporated in the trees. So we're working on methods to find these interactions. Ranger is available on CRAN and on GitHub. It seems some people are using it. I checked in the morning today, and we are now at 3,000 downloads a month. And you can write me an email if you have any questions. Thank you.
So fortunately, we do have some time for questions. And I think it's fortuitous that we were talking about random forests and happen to have a random microphone as well. So if there are any questions.
In the Kaggle presentation the other day, I asked the guy, what algorithms were being used, and he said, "Well, everything's GBMs and neural nets." So I was just curious as to, why you chose to go with random forest versus GBM.
So the question apparently is that based on a talk yesterday, the Kaggle talk, I believe, why, and there seem to be many different methods being used, why use random forests for this kind of genomic data?
I guess the problem could be that you usually use small trees for the boosting, and you couldn't find all the stuff that's going on in the many features. But that's a thing we want to try to go into boosting for the genome-wide data.
Okay, thanks. Do you know if the algorithm will be available within Carrot?
The question is whether the algorithm will be available in the package Carrot.
It is.
Any other softballs? or hard questions, of course. So. All right, well, it seems like if there will be no other questions, let's thank our speaker once again for a very informative presentation.